For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Colleges and universities across the country are being forced to rethink their business models as they compete for a new generation of college students. Last February, we met with Jeff Kelly, the CEO of Render Experiences, which is a national consulting firm specializing in campus visits and orientation, along with Jace Lux, WKU's Director of Recruitment and Admissions, to gain insight into what Kelly called the seismic generational shift happening on college campuses as post-9/11 homeland Gen Z students and their Gen X parents are now the demographic. Well, nearly 1 year later, we're circling back with Jace Lux to revisit the question, what is the value of a college education in the year 2020? Thanks for being here, Jace.
Thank you for having me back, Barbara. It's a question that not only colleges and universities, but certainly students and their families are also asking. It's very, very timely that we're having this conversation. This morning, I actually just read the results of a recent Gallup study where they indicated that 51% of individuals in the United States now rate a college education as very important. That's down from 70% in 2013. So just a huge shift in thinking among individuals about higher education in America in just a little over half a decade. So colleges and universities are really having to rethink how they communicate with students about the value of an education. And whereas we used to be able to start the conversation with students and families about all of the reasons why they should choose WKU, now we're really having to back that conversation up and start with all of the reasons why they should go to college in the first place. And so there are a number of physical, certainly financial benefits that go along with that college degree, but we're really working hard to educate families about those benefits.
We talked earlier in the introduction about what Jeff Kelly, the CEO of Render Experiences, called the seismic generational shift that's taking place. So what does the traditional college student look like today?
The core body of an institution like WKU is still made up of those traditional age students. But their preferences, their communication styles, their expectations have certainly changed. They are approach their college decision-making from more of a consumer standpoint. And so whereas colleges and universities just a few years ago had really gotten into the habit of showing off all of the bells and whistles, these are smart consumers who want to know, what am I going to get? If I come to College X, what are you going to offer me by way of internships, by way of experiences, by way of job placement after graduation than if I chose College Y? We're really working on communicating the outcomes to students and what a WKU experience will provide to them.
Attracting this new generation, you have to be more nimble in your approach to recruitment. What does that mean?
When we talk about being more nimble in our approach to recruitment, it means that we can't be inflexible. We have to make sure that we're meeting all students' expectations and that able to position ourselves to adapt and communicate with students in ways that are constantly relevant. And that means that we must always be evaluating what's important to students and how are we then meeting those students in those areas.
We've been talking with WKU Director of Recruitment and Admissions, Jace Lux, about WKU's place in the changing landscape of higher education outlets. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.